Blog Talk Radio.
And the only Jesus Christ, that is our Lord
and our Savior of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And we're going to go into prayer right now. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around this festival. Father God, we're coming as pilgrims through this barren land. We're coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. But we know that this world is not our home. But you have prepared for us light and weight. Those of us that are living according to your will and according to your command, you have in wait a mansion that's not built by the hand of man. But its builder is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father God, until you return, we'll be united as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word, hallelujah, to those that may or may not know of you in the parts of their sin. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to grace me your servant with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the pity of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we all in unity just say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. And I want to say again, I thank God for all of my faithful and loyal listeners out there in my podcast audience on tonight. And God is sure to have a blessing engraved with your name on it. And I'm not just saying that to make you happy, but I'm saying that because it is the divine word of God. And God tell us that he blesses a cheerful giver. You might say, well, Lucille Ward, I haven't given anything. But you know, everything don't consist of monetary value. We have something that calls time. And you have provided your time until this program. You have provided encouragement. Hallelujah. And you have provided support of this ministry. It's a global ministry. It's in digital format. But God is anywhere and everywhere, all at the same time. And so, we're going to go on into our program at this time. And I want you to excuse me because I'm a little hoarse on tonight. And I might, you know, be kind of trying to clear my voice at the same time. So you just overlook that, and we're going to go right on into my program on tonight. And my sermon on tonight entitled The Power to Plow. I want to say that one more time, and I want to turn this volume down because I want you to hear less of them and more of me. And so, our sermon again on tonight is being repeated. It's entitled, The Power to Plow. Hallelujah. And we will be taking our first key scripture from the law of 2 Corinthians 4:16. And it reads like this. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And that's found again in the law of 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. All right? We're going to go on now to our second key scripture. That's coming out of the law of Luke. Hallelujah. No, I'm sorry. Out of the law of Job. 2:10. And it reads like this. It says that we shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? That's found in the law of Job 2:10. Hallelujah. And we know every year, every human being on planet Earth have a birthday. Every year that you have a birthday, something changes, inward or outward. And the first thing that we know to change is our age. And we know that age has its troubles. We have failing in hearing. We have failing in our eyesight. We have forgetfulness. We have aching backs. We have arthritis in our hands. And these are limitations that we are wasting away. But we find that we can be encouraged, because Paul insisted inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceedingly and external weight of glory. That's found in the law of 2 Corinthians 4:16-17. You might ask, Overseer Warren, how so? And I will come to tell you that the way I see it, aging and weakness focus our thoughts on God. We learn to fix our eyes on Him and on unseen realities. We learn to distinguish between the permanent and what is passing away. We are drawn by God's love to set our affliction on things above and not on things of earth. And so we keep our eyes on the things which are not seen. That's in verse 18. We must look beyond our present tragedy to what we someday will be, glorious creatures, bursting with radiant beauty and boundless energy. So we do not lose heart. That's in verse 16. We can partner with our pain and go on serving, praying, loving, and caring to the end of our days. We can know strength of character despite our frail humanity. We can show patience and endurance and love for others in the midst of our discomfort. Despite our monetary troubles, we can press on, for we have glimpses of the glory that far outweighs them all. Hallelujah. And we know that with nothing between us and God, our faces can reflect His glory. Hallelujah. And we also know that if you and I are baffled by the suffering of good people, we can put the question squarely before God. You can argue with Him if you must, and struggle with our doubts. But let's not blame Him. God didn't explain to Job what he's going, but said that he could be trusted to do what is right. That's found in the law of Job 38:42. And He has assured you and I in His word that Jesus suffered on our behalf, rose from the dead, and is now preparing a suffering-free place for us. That may not be the answer we want, but they are the answers that we need to help us live with that age-old and often unanswerable question of suffering. Hallelujah. Why must I bear this pain, you might ask? I cannot tell. All I know, my Lord does all things well. And so I trust in God, my all in all. For he will bring me through whatever befalls. That God is not obligated to give us answers, but he promised us his grace. Hallelujah. And we know that among the songs of our heritage, and as a people of color in this country, is a spiritual that exalts. And I want to encourage you that out there in my podcast listening audience on tonight, keep your hands on the plow. I'm encouraging you to hold on, my sister. Hold on, my brother. Peter asked believers to do just that in his passage, he writes. Words of encouragement and exhortation to the elders and to the young men, all of whom are a part of the body of Christ and who share a common adversary, the devil. Peter's attention to the reality and the ruthlessness of this enemy. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, which is the devil, he comes as a roaring lion. He walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. That's found in the last verse, Peter 5 and 8 through 9. Hallelujah. And we know that in everybody's life, at some point, we know that the forecast will call for stormy weather. One is either a storm, coming out of a storm, or heading into a storm. But at some point, we know that stormy weather will be in everyone's forecast. The devil, he's our adversary. He seeks to use a storm to come between God and his children. And he would succeed more often if we're not false and sincere followers of Jesus Christ. And we must remain steadfast in the faith. That's in verse 9. We know that stormy weather is inevitable. The onslaught of the adversary will occur as long as we seek to be faithful to the Lord. We know that with humble sobriety, insightful vigilance, Christian unity, and unfailing trust in our Lord, we can indeed keep on keeping on. So you are encouraged to keep on keeping on. Keep on holding up the bloodstained banner until Christ returns. And evil possess the power to plow. We can sing in the words one of the old songs of our struggle. Don't let nobody, hallelujah, turn you around. Keep on walking. Keep on marching. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know we can pray this prayer in sincerity. Dear Lord, enable me to profess the faith. Hallelujah. And the trust to hold your hand in the hands of my brothers and the hands of my sisters that are in Christ. I'm asking you, Father God, to empower me to let nothing come between you and me, Hallelujah. And that which you would have me to do. We're praying these prayer petitions in the name of Jesus Christ, who overcame the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to demagnetize your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you will have those you desire to go down in prayer on your behalf. You are encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence and make them attention. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, Overseer Janice Ward, allaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again on this airway, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, bye for now. Come on, let's
Come from a movement.